So let's start with the rhythm guitar part. Here's the first phrase we hear in the intro. For this, I'm starting off with an A minor 7 bar chord. So my first finger's barring the entire 5th fret. In finger 3, you're on the 5th string 7th fret. So we'll have... So that's just 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, with the pick hitting those. Then we'll slide into the next chord. And we're sliding into an E minor 7. Now, the way I do this is I keep the bar, but take the other finger off, the 3rd finger. I'll hit the 5th string, which is now the 5th fret, slide it up 2 frets, and the whole bar slides up 2 frets. Keep it there, then we'll add finger 2 to the 2nd string 8th, and finger 3 to the 4th string 7th. So from the slide, I'll have that, then hit the 4th. Then when I hit the 2nd, I want to actually take the 2nd finger off and hammer it back on. So I'll have slide, 4th string, hammer, then I'll play 3rd, 4th. Then bring in your 4th finger to the 1st string 10th and we'll hit that. So from the slide, then we're going to do this. Now what I'm doing is I'm hitting that 5th string, which is part of the bar, 7th fret, and sliding it down 2 frets. What I actually like to do, though, is take my 1st finger and just put it on that note and slide it. It's a little easier to get a better tone. When I get here, though, on the 5th fret, I've got to put my bar back down with 5 strings down, not the entire 6 strings, because I've used my 1st finger to make the slide. But I'll now rebuild that minor 7 chord shape again, like I used for the E minor 7, except here in the 5th fret. So that means my 3rd finger will go to the 4th string 7th. 2nd finger, you go to the 2nd string 6th. So far from the beginning, we have this. Now that I have the minor 7 chord built here on the 5th fret, I'll hit the 4th string. We'll do that hammer on that 2nd string like we did on the E minor 7. Hit the 3rd string 4th, and then pick up the 1st string, bring the 4th finger down to pick up the 8th fret. So it's the same thing we did for the E minor 7, just in the 5th fret, which makes it a D minor 7. So from the beginning. And then we'll have... Now what I did there is I took the 4th finger off the 1st string. I hit the 1st string, hammered the 4th finger back on, and then pulled it off. So I'm having a hammer on pull off between the 5th and 8th frets on the 1st string. We'll follow that with the 2nd string. So now we have this from the beginning. Then I go back to my 1st chord, the A minor 7, and do this. That's as far as I get. 6th, 5th, 4th, then I let go of everything and take my 1st finger and hold down the 4th and 3rd strings, 5th fret. I'm going to hit those, slide them up 2 frets, and slide them back down. So from this final A minor 7, I'll have... And that's the opening phrase to the intro. Now let's take a look at the next phrase.